Welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu Live. Opinions expressed during the show do not reflect the views of ACB Radio or the American Council of the Blind, its members, employees, or board of directors. If you would like to participate in the live show at 2 hours Universal on Wednesdays, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
This is what happens when you rebuild entire systems during your Thanksgiving Day holiday. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Main Menu Live this week. My name is Jeff Bishop, and we'll be with you for the next hour or so, and we'll be bringing on our co-host here, Daryl. Hello, Daryl. How's it going?
Very good. Good evening, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody. Listening to a little bit of Mannheim Steamroller as we're getting started here. We'll fade that down here as we get going here. Let's see. Let's go ahead and give everybody contact information, and I'll start. The phone lines are currently not open yet, but they will be shortly. The number tonight is 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, if you'd like to participate in the show. And what other ways can people get a hold of us tonight, Daryl?
Okay, well, we have email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. You can also use that address for MSN Windows Live Messenger tonight, mainmenu@acbradio.org. And you can also keep track of what we're doing. We'll put a few show notes up on Twitter. That's twitter.com/mainmenu, twitter.com/mainmenu.
Okay, good. And we had a little bit of a technical glitch during the first run of Main Menu tonight. So the podcast we'll have up of the first hour, actually during this show, I'll make sure that that happens. And in addition to that, you'll be able to get it on its next run in its full complete form. And that will happen right after Byron's show, coming up right after Main Menu Live. Well, let's see now. Tonight we had an opportunity to listen to Stephen Guerra from Independent Living Aids give us a presentation here tonight. And tonight we asked him to come on board with us here on Main Menu Live and talk to us about the products that he talked about during the his podcast presentations here on Main Menu, but also about all the new products that might be available for the holiday season from Independent Living Aids, and really any products that any of you might be interested in getting someone, especially tech-oriented. I think all three of us are probably able to really answer at least the majority of questions, and if we don't know the answer, we could get the answer and get it to you. So let's warmly welcome Stephen Guerra. Hello, Stephen. How's it going?
Jeff and Daryl, thank you again for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. And what's that weather like in New York?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Today was about 60 degrees and a little breezy, but it's we have some cold weather coming, and from what I saw last, it's we're supposed to have a little bit of snow on Monday, but it's okay. You know, it's
oh, nice.
I have a girlfriend that lives in Rochester, Minnesota, and she called me up complaining today that it's 12 degrees there in Minnesota.
Good old Minnesota.
I feel bad for her, but not when it's 60 degrees here.
Yes, you know, we had pretty close to that for the high here last weekend. It was quite chilly for us. We turned our furnace on Sunday because we're wimps.
Time to break out the parkers, huh?
That's right. Get out that long underwear. You know, when it drops below 70, we're in trouble. So, all right. Well, let's see now, Steve. The last time that we had you on Mainstream was on the Marlena program, and it was a very, very busy show. And we had you on, I'm not sure if it was just around the holidays. I think it was a little earlier than that. But you want to bring us
up
to date?
That when you were hosting it?
Yeah, I was hosting that night because Marlena, the traveler that she is, in fact, she's on a cruise now. she's just cruising around, that lady. Yeah, well, hey, there you go. When you get retired, you can do those kind of things.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I just hope I can do that. So, what new and innovative stuff are you guys kind of getting out there for the holiday season for everybody?
Well, you know, I just want to start off from first and say, Jeff, that I want to extend a pleasant greetings to the president of Independent Living AIDS, Marvin Sandler. Today is his 40th anniversary of his 35th birthday. Actually, he's 75 today. And he's still going strong, still head of the company, and still going full throttle, always interested in newer products and technology and everything that we can bring in to try to boost up for Christmas sales. Probably one of the nicer things that I've seen out, we took a survey of our consumers and our customers last year, and a lot of them begged and pleaded with us that we get Braille talking watches. And we did that. We had some difficulties with the women's watches at first, but we do have them in. They are smaller than a man's watch because it's the belief of Mimi Sandler, Marvin's wife, that a woman should not be relegated to wearing an ugly watch or a man's watch so they can tell time. They should be able to use a Braille talking watch that is more dainty and elegant for a woman to wear. So we have both the men's and the women's. They come in either silver or gold tone. The silver are $54.95, and the gold tone are $69.95. The two varieties of that also is a one button, which is without an alarm, and four button, which actually has an alarm and allows you to have all that luxury and all the cuckoos and the roosters and all that stuff. But the nice thing about it is not all of our watches, but the Braille talking watches have a male voice.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice because it's not so much a female voice, and or they don't have the bong either. If you are so familiar with talking watches, that you press the button and you hear the bong. But it's a nice thing. They're going like hotcakes. They're selling like crazy.
Well, that's good.
So we encourage the people who are interested in a Braille talking watch to have the best of both worlds. They can do that.
Now, do these watches open up at 6 or do you open
at
them
six,
up at 6?
Right,
okay,
correct.
Okay. Because some of them are different.
Right.
You know, some are different.
No, you're right. Exactly. Sometimes you'll see the ones I used to have the little button on the winding stem that you would press it in and it would open up right at the 3 o'clock section.
Yeah, exactly. And are any of these atomic?
No, they're not.
Okay. Well, that would be
atomic
great.
Atomic watches are a little difficult because, contrary to what most people can understand, New York and I believe it's Tennessee have a difficulty with the radio frequencies.
Oh, with WWV.
So if you live in those two states, say, for instance, your watch may not necessarily synchronize with the atomic clock.
Well, we have
location issues, maybe.
Yeah, we have problems. We have problems in Arizona too because we don't change time zones, and that freaks these watches out.
Atomic watches are hard to come by. You might find them. There are some of the ones that we did have that will work, and then again, there are some that don't. But we opted not to carry them while busy. They were causing too many difficulties. But we're always on the look to manufacture a watch, an atomic watch, because we know how everyone loved the situation of having that. And, you know, of course, you know, you can go into any store and purchase an atomic clock or an atomic watch as a sighted person and never have any problems. But getting an atomic watch that will work correctly with the voice has been always a challenge.
Interesting. Well, I know MP3 players tends to be a really hot item during the holidays, and I know one of the products that that you guys have been marketing quite heavily is the Milestone 311. And can you tell us, are there any updates of that out now for the new season or, you know, new holiday season?
The newest firmware on the unit is available for free on our website. It is version 3.1. It has fixed some bugs. It does allow you to append recordings where that wasn't really available before. It does allow you to use SpeakOut, which is a labeling technology that you can label with your voice. And you, when purchasing the SpeakOut system from Independent Living AIDS, you get 30 tags, which are 10 square tags, 10 round solid tags, and then 10 tags that have the centers cut out that you can put over the inner circle of this of a CD, so you can label CDs. And then we also have the additional labels if you hypothetically want to label all of your 200 CDs. Like, anyone has only 200 CDs in their collection, but if you want to label your CDs, you can purchase more tags also. But the Speak Out is a nice technology because it works along the lines of radio frequency identification. And in Europe or in Switzerland, where the Milestone's manufactured, there are radio frequency identification tags in a lot of the street signs that would label the bus stops and or the subway rail stations. So you can wave your Milestone in the area of one of these signs, and it can tell you what stop you're at or what line you're on for transportation purposes, which is a nice feature.
We need that here.
I can't say we have that here.
Yeah,
I would
exactly.
like to have that here.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's a popular technology in Europe, but we are selling the Speak Out. You can use it for labeling different things. It is widely used. We do have tags for labeling metal objects as well. You can contact Independent Living Aids for pricing and availability, and we can discuss it then. Or if anyone has any questions specifically regarding this or any of the products that I talk about tonight, they can email techsupport@independentliving.com. But the special Christmas price for the Milestone is we've dropped it a little because we know that it can be a little bit of a pricey technology. So for Christmas, we've lowered the price to $330. And these prices are good through the beginning of January. We have some exciting new announcements and technology to be announced probably just in time for CSUN. So we want to prepare everybody by lowering the price for the Milestone, not only for Christmas, but also to be prepared for the newer technology in the new year. You know, out with the products that we have, and we want to make room for newer products.
Okay.
I want to talk about something real quick, Jeff, aside from the Milestone 311.
Sure. Let me open up the phone lines first, Steve, so we can get the callers in.
Sure. I'm sorry.
If anyone wants
everyone
to call,
I know is dying to get in.
We'll see. The number tonight, 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, if anyone wants to call in and participate during the show. Daryl, do you have any IMs coming in?
I do not at this time.
Okay. Okay, good.
All right.
We'll let you go ahead and go on, Steve. And again, the number, 866-400-5333.
Two small quick items that are really neat that are... I was mentioning one of them to Daryl. The first one is a talking, vibrating alarm clock, which is a travel alarm clock. There was a cute little travel alarm clock that you could open up the front flap and fold it back, and it would be its little stand. And unfortunately, those became discontinued. We couldn't get those anymore. But we found another one, and we had another one created, actually, that has a male voice. But it is very, very loud, meaning... the voice is very loud, so you never have to worry about it not being loud enough and waking you up in your hotel room. It does have a vibration alarm that you can turn on and off, which is great for the deafblind. It also has one alarm in the standard beep, chimes, and a cuckoo. A rooster. But just give you a sample of the voice. You know, I'm holding this probably about a foot and a half from the microphone.
The time is 9:15 p.m.
Wow.
So you can hear how loud it is. It has a little fold-out stand that you can stand up on your nightstand, and it has a nice big display, but it is very easy to use. That is $19.95, a great little stocking stuffer. It runs on two AAA batteries.
Oh, good.
And instructions will be available on our website this week.
Good. Hey, we have a caller. Let's bring Danny on. He has a question about one of the organizers that you talked about during the last hour. Hello, Danny.
Hey there. The first organizer, I caught the very end of the broadcast. The first organizer with all the Perkins keys. What is the underlying operating system?
Okay, did you get
the... It's a Windows-based system. I'm not familiar with the exact make of the operating system. It is made by CareTech, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... would be so kind if you have access to email to email me at techsupport@independentliving.com and just put in the subject line Danny Nano, then I will respond to your direct email and I'll give you all that specific information. But I believe
how do you spell
it's
that name? N-A-N-O?
N-A-N-O, just like the Apple Nano.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Danny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. All right, go ahead, Steve.
The other item that Darryl really liked, and I think he's going to try to get Karen to buy it for him for Christmas, is is a AM/FM TV band radio that has a speaker on the bottom. It does operate on two AA batteries. It has the old-fashioned dials for tuning in the station or turning up or turning down the volume and turning the unit off. But it has a crank on it that if you crank it for 45 seconds, it gives you 1/2 hour of power. So if you don't have batteries, you can crank it up for 45 seconds with the crank, which is just a plastic piece that comes out from the front of the radio. And like I said, if you crank it up for 45 seconds, you'll get a 1/2 hour power. And it is $12.95. And again, also
wow,
another
cheap.
Nice little stocking stuffer.
Well, that's cheap.
You know, and that would be good for, you know, that's a really good airtime on that because, for only 45 seconds, that would be certainly good as part of an emergency kit or something like that.
Sure,
or,
sure.
You know,
the one thing that really irks me about the television bands, though, is, you know,
they're
they're all going to go away, you know. I mean, we're all going digital, so all of these really cool, I mean, nothing against the product. I mean, this is,
no, I got, heck, yeah,
this,
I know.
This is it's, just the FCC, freaking crazy people. You know, I really think they should have kept the audio portion of that available, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, it's about spectrum. They want to reuse the bandwidth,
right? I understand that. It's commercial, so I understand that, but it's really annoying. I mean, I have a great little Sony Walkman, which has AM, FM, weather, and TV on it, and it's great, and in about a year, it's going to be, I might as well throw it away, at least for TV, so, but hey, at least, that's right. For $12.95, that's really a bargain. I mean, I've seen.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice little radio. It's a little bit on the bulky side. It has like a plastic, rubbery feel to the casing of it, but it absolutely will fit in your stocking.
Sure, it's designed for survivability. I'm sure that's what it's.
Well, sure. If you Darryl, if you and Karen get into an argument, you need to use it. You know.
Ouch.
Only joking. But it's really a nice radio. It's something that I saw about a month ago, and really made every effort to try to get this in. And we have them in stock. And everything I speak about here, if it's not available, I will make you aware of it. But it is available, the radio and the little talking vibration travel alarm clock. Couple of the things that we have one of the things I mentioned on the Tap Memo podcast is the Verbal Machines LTD makes the Vocally Voice Dialer, which we also carry, and also the answer, buttonless answer machine. And now I know most people will say, well, why would I want to use that? And when I can use voicemail, well, it just the same itself. It works really, really well. It responds to your voice. You can have remote access via calling and via the telephone. There are no buttons. There are no buttons that you press and you don't know what the button means. You speak everything to it, and it's a simple box that plugs in. AC adapter has a little microphone in the middle of the unit that you can feel like a little pinhole, if you will. And we have the information instructions on our website at independentliving.com. It is a great unit, and we have it. It originally was $149.95. We have it now for
$99.95. Oh.
Man, okay, yeah, it's pretty.
You guys are still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yep.
Okay.
No,
another thing we have is the Kelvin talking thermostat. We have that now also at $99.95. Normally it was $129.95.
Yeah, that's dropped in price.
These are all specials for Christmas.
Okay.
Good. Ah, cool.
Christmas and a holiday season.
Now, are there specific requirements for that thermostat? In other words, should that be able to be used in any type of thermostat environment?
Essentially, yes. It's a single-stage thermostat. It will work with both heating and cooling. If you have multiple stages or multiple zones, it will not work. It also will not work with a heat pump system.
Actually, so you don't carry, because when I got one of these a while back now, there were two models. There was one for the single stage and one for a heat pump. So you don't carry the heat pump one?
We've never had two models. The only model that we have now that I'm talking about is only for single stage.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
The other thermostat that we may have had, Darryl, that you might be thinking about is, give me a second, is a tactile thermostat. But this is a, which we also sell that as well. But no, this is a single stage thermostat. It works with any systems between 2 and 5 wires from your furnace or your, if you compressor and such like that. But it's, it does work well. It has 4 intervals per day that you can program for 7-day programmability. So essentially you have 28 different programs that you can do over time, but you can program it for 7 days, or you can program for 5 and 2, or however which way you want, or, and for the simple case of wanting not to use a program and not being subjected to that idea, you can turn the program off and just run the thermostat from a manual state.
Getting a little bit of a Skype effect here. I'm not sure if that's just on you, Steve, or if that's on Darryl too. Are you hearing that, Darryl?
No, I'm just hearing an occasional delay, but everything is sounding
okay,
fine.
I'm hearing him break up a little bit, which of course will come across the stream because of what I'm hearing. But anyway, okay, good. That's all right.
Going back to the MP3 players, of course, we're carrying the Victor Stream, a very, very popular unit from Humanware that I am a proud user of.
It's great, isn't it?
It's a wonderful, wonderful unit. And then, of course, for those people who, and not to be confused with individuals who are just blind and low vision, we also cater to individuals who are seniors, who are coming into the situation of having macular degeneration. We do sell a full line of magnifiers and aids that would enable someone with macular degeneration to make that transition as easy as possible. We sell TV magnifiers, which are screens that will go over TVs that go from 15 inches up to 30 inches. I'm sorry, 35 inches. And so on and so forth. We have a wide variety of different magnifiers. We also carry a line of products via our sister company, Soundbites, which is for the hard of hearing and deaf. So if you have if you have questions about that, by all means, you can certainly just email techsupport@independentliving.com and indicate what you're specifically, what your topic that you're looking for information on in the subject line, and then I could, either myself or someone from our sister company can assist you if you're looking for something for someone who's hard of hearing.
Yeah, interesting. Now, you've been involved because we ran the beatball tournament, the championship here on on the world, right? And
yep.
That was
I actually did that.
Yeah, I know you did that. And now, do you guys sell the products for that? Like, if someone wanted to get a beatball club started or something like that, do you guys sell the equipment for that?
We used to. We don't anymore. And I want to take off my Independent Living Aids hat for a second and step into the role as Secretary of the National Beat Baseball Association. Beat baseball is. Beat baseball is a give me one moment, I'm sorry. Beat baseball is a beat baseball equipment, bases and or balls are made by mostly volunteers. I want to speak more specifically about the balls. They're made by the telecom pioneers,
yeah. They're still doing it.
Volunteer group in Denver. And they make them at no cost, at no additional cost, than what it costs them to make the balls. There's no profit in it.
Wow, that's great.
So they sell those balls at $35 a piece, and that's exactly what it costs them to make them. And they have people who range from the ages of their late 40s to 90s who are making these balls. So it's unfortunate because they we could not sell them for any more than we were relegated not to sell them for any more than what we could. Than what we were buying them for.
Gotcha.
Because the market was closed. We leave that to the people in Denver who sell the balls regularly. The bases were being made previously by a group in Michigan, the Arnold Center, and unfortunately they are no longer making the bases. So right now we just have information in regard to beat baseballs, but if anyone wants more information about that, they can go to NBBA, that's Nancy Bravo Bravo Apple .org, and they can email me, the secretary of the NBBA, or they can see all the information that they would possibly need on the homepage.
Boy, that's sort of that's kind of bad, though. I mean, if you can't get bases.
Well, you know what it is. Right now, there are no back orders or backlogs on the bases, and the Arnold Center, because of financial reasons, and the materials that go into making the bases, previous to them stopping production, the bases were at $530 a set, and that was including the two bases and the sets of electronics.
Wow.
And simply because of the rising cost of oil and petroleum products, which go into the creation of the bases of the covers as well as the foam, it was becoming a financial hardship on the Arnold Center to make them. So they opted not to. And we appreciate all the work that they've done because they've done a marvelous job for the last 3 years. So we're certainly looking now for other sources. And I believe we might have one or two sources that will be able to pick up the production of the bases. But right now we don't have a low. We don't have any backlog. So we're blessed in that way.
Well, that's good. That's good because I know I was involved with a beatball club here in town for a couple of years actually, and I remember
is it the Phoenix Outlaws?
No, this was in Tucson. It was we really didn't go too far, but we had fun.
Okay.
And
I assume you know Dan Green.
Yep. Uh huh. Yep.
Okay.
And it brings me back to memories of when I was participating in Boy Scouts, and we took up a beat baseball, and actually we had access to a base, so we took it up to a Boy Scout camp, and we thought, okay, let's blindfold the camp director and have him try to hit. And he hit it all right, and he actually broke the ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was
if you hit the ball at a certain sweet spot, you can certainly break any ball. Believe me, there have been times that I've seen the ball hit in such a way that the mechanism that's inside the ball, the beeping mechanism, actually comes shooting out like a rocket.
So the ball goes one direction,
and the beeping mechanism goes the other direction. And of course, all the blind guys are running for the beeping mechanism.
Exactly. Beeping the ball. It was pretty funny. He hit it, and it went beep, 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 and then it stopped. That was the end of that.
What counts, if you catch the ball or the beeping mechanism? It should be the beeping mechanism.
I think
right?
the game's over if your ball breaks.
They rule it as a do-over. I think if your
beeping baseball breaks, the game's over.
but we're thankful
when we had the World Series in every World Series that I've been to since 2001. Each city that we've gone to for the World Series, they've always ordered about 200 balls, and we've never run out.
Oh, wow.
And that's for a week-long competition, and you're looking at well over 80 games being played.
Wow. Well, that's not bad. Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I knew I wanted to at least touch on that because I knew you were really involved with that.
And we're hoping actually for next year to actually bring the 2008 World Series, which is being held in Houston, Texas, with the assistance of Doc Bradley.
Oh, okay.
Proud member of ACB.
Yep.
To bring it to ACB live.
The whole week.
No. I'm you're gonna kill me. Just the final game. I like broadcasting.
Vince Scully at his best. Yes, very good, very good. Number tonight, 866-400-5333, 866-400-Jeff. What about games, Steve? This is an area that, you know, a lot of families like to participate in playing board games and this type of a thing. You know, there used to be the really old classic, you know, Monopoly boards with you know, and stuff like that, which it some of this stuff is getting harder and harder to find.
It is. It's you bring up a good topic. I have to tell you first, we have a line of games. And, you know, there are many people who don't like going through the rigmarole of installing games on their computer because it will either mess up or mess with their screen readers if they're using them or whatever. No one in their right mind likes installing anything that they think could potentially could have any problems on their computer. Right, Jeff? I think you should know that from rebuilding your computer last week.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Just to say, we carry a line of games called Azabat, and they're made by a gentleman in England. His name is Steve, and they are games that run entirely from a CD. There is no installation required. We carry full volumes of the game. We also carry a typing tutor from him that you can use and you can learn how to type. It's a real excellent typing program. The games, several of the volumes come with four games on them, and several of the games, and one at least one volume of the game comes with six games on it. I'm sorry, I wasn't anticipating getting as many calls as I've been getting tonight. I apologize.
That's
but anyway,
all right.
The going on, it's the Azabat games are a great set of games. We also carry all the GMA games, which are fun. David Greenwood is a genius.
Just one second, Steve, just one second. Daryl, can we drop and have you reconnect everybody? Because I'm getting...
Yeah, I'm hearing Stephen is not sounding good now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and drop, and we'll bring everybody back. Steve, we'll be right back with you, and while we're... sorry about that, but the Skype side of things is sounding kind of...
No, that's okay.
Kind of iffy, so let's go ahead and do that. And I'll go ahead and play something here, Daryl, while you drop us and reconnect us, all right? And there he went. They're gone.
You're listening to Main Menu Live, airing at 2 hours Universal on Wednesday. To participate in the show, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
That's right, 866-400-5333. 400-5333, and we're waiting for Daryl to come back, and we have Stephen Guerra from Independent Living Aids with us tonight. If you'd like to call into the show and participate, please do so. 866-400-5333. We would love to hear from you tonight. Next week we're going to have on GW Micro, and we're going to be having them talk to us, getting Daryl back here. There we go. We're going to be having GW Micro on next week, and they're going to be talking to us all about some new GPS products that they have coming out. And we'll have a pre-recorded segment in the first hour, and then we'll bring Raul on in the second hour to talk to all of you. And that should be loads of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. It should be... just lots and lots of fun to hear more about that. All right, let's see. Do we have everybody back?
Well, we are working on getting Steve back, so Stephen back.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, GW is going to be on next week. And
that's right.
And then...
So looking forward to that. That should definitely be... rather intriguing. It's
tell us all about the GPS for the Braille Sense.
Yeah, we have not had them on in quite some time, so this will be good to get them on. And I know Raul is real excited. He's a DJ broadcaster on the interactive side occasionally, and he hasn't been on too much lately, but that's where many of you may know him. And so we're definitely looking forward
I'm
to
back.
Having. All right, you're back. Okay, all right, good. Okay, so let's see.
We were talking about games.
Yeah, GMA Games is where you were.
Right, GMA Games, David Greenwood, great. We have a great relationship. Independent Living Age has a great relationship with him. I'm a big fan of his games because I love playing his Lone Wolf and GMA Tank Commander and other games. And but going back, in case people didn't hear me before, the Azabat games that we sell come in 4 volumes. It also comes with a volume. You also can purchase a volume of a Typing Tutor 1 and also the Advanced Typing Tutor. But the games come, 2 volumes come with 6 games and 2 volumes come with 4 games. They're $72 each, but they are not, they do not require you to install anything. They'll play exactly from your CD, and you do not need to shut your screen reader. It is self-voicing. They're great games. These games of challenge. There's a Sudoku game. There's a memory game. There are word games. And it's good to, if you want to, of course, in an age that we are now, your family or your parents or whatever the case may be, you guys want to sit around the computer and play those games, you can. But we sell a Monopoly game, which is a British version. That's $59.95. It's a fun game. It's not the U.S. version, but it's a British version. But still, it's all the items, all the cards, the games, the community chest, the chance cards, and the money is all in Braille. We sell a lot of different card games. Of course, the jumbo cards, jumbo Braille cards, with both low vision and those who read Braille. We sell Crazy Eights, Goldfish, Old Maid, those line of games as well.
Now, Stephen, do you remember the old Chem cards?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember the Chem cards that were available from Chem, you know, the Chem brand of playing cards?
You mean, are they the plastic ones?
They're not just plastic. These were, well, I guess they are, but they were much different than just the standard, you know. I've seen the plastic cart. And unfortunately,
seen them
they don't.
In a long time.
Yeah, they don't. They don't even. They don't even make them anymore. And they had a lifetime warranty on them. And boy, that, you know, they were expensive. They were like $15 a pack. $15, $20 a pack. But boy, they lasted forever. And the only issue was when I would play cards with my great grandmother before she passed away. You'd deal to her, and the cards would go flying across the table because they were so slick. You know?
There's a brand of Braille cards that we have that are entirely plastic, and they're good because I guess they anticipate blind people are either going to drink beer or spill stuff on them, because you can just wipe them off with a rag. But they are completely plastic, but makes it very difficult for shuffling because they just don't stand up.
Sure.
I think we have them at $5.95 a deck, but they come in a cardboard box. They're nice cards. They're a little similar to the Chem cards, but not the, but they last. You know, the Braille doesn't erase from them. You know, lot of cards that I've seen over the years have, the Braille has faded after.
Exactly,
some time.
And the Chem cards, it didn't do that. That was really nice about the Chem cards. And
we have a whole slew of different games. Of course, if anyone's interested in any of the games that we have or any of the products, they can email us at techsupport@independentliving.com or call us at the 800-537-2118.
Now, are you guys selling Monopoly still and that type of thing?
Yeah, we have the Braille Monopoly, as I mentioned before. It's the British version.
It's not the
U.S. version.
Yeah, I don't think any U.S. versions are being made, are they?
No, we did some search, and no, they're not. But it's I have one. I have one copy of it, and I'm holding on to that for dear life.
Yeah, mine's in the closet, but the Braille is so faded that the deed cards are difficult to read. And
I just played that actually with my brother and his fiance. Were in this past week for Thanksgiving, so we all sat down and played that on I think it was Sunday night, but we had a good time. It was a good, who do you think in the age of technology that you could still get a lot of enjoyment out of playing a board game that was made in the 1930s? You know?
Oh yeah, well it's amazing, and they keep changing it too. They've made a number of changes to the game recently which I'm not sure is good or bad. You know, they've come out with these little teller type devices, these electronic money counter things, and they give you cards and you have to swipe the card and type in your PIN just like a teller, And I don't know. I kind of ruins the game, you know.
Yeah.
The whole beauty of that.
I think the next version is going to have internet cafes on them instead of get free parking. You know.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. It's really changed, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily for the good either. So.
No, it's change is good to some degree, but sometimes people have thought processes that are not necessarily in line with everyone that's going to benefit from it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know, so we're, none of us, unfortunately, are in that position to make those decisions, but if we were, maybe we would think differently. We would look at the economic positive of it instead of the negative.
Yeah. Well, Steve, where do you think products are headed? I mean, do you have any vision of where either AT products or just accessible products in general are headed, you know, for the consumer?
I'm really excited to see what 2008 is going to bring. I think there's going to be a lot of jostling of jockeying of positions in the AT field. I think the industry that we're in is about to explode, probably even more so than what we've ever been used to up until now. I mean, Windows Vista, for those users of Windows Eyes and JAWS and System Access, was great, but there was a lull after about a month and a half. I mean, now you don't see I don't see tremendous amounts of traffic on Windows Vista lists, but you know, people, just the same old questions of people asking, where, you know, how do I do this, how to do that. I think the technology that I read that Brad Hodges wrote in the most recent Access World about how an individual with low vision or no vision can now use a third party software, BlackBerry Connect, with the Nokia E62 to emulate what a BlackBerry is like, and then throw a version of Talks, or for that matter, even a version of MobileSpeak smartphone on that, and have the same capability that 90% of corporate America and yuppies are walking around with today with a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
You know, it's I think that's an exciting technology that I can't wait to get my hands on. I think Guido Corona from IBM, who wrote a great article in comparing the Icon and the Nano PDA and the VoiceSense. I think GW Micro is right on top of the technology. I think HIMSS, in coordination with GW Micro, are probably going to bring the market even to a higher standard with newer releases of software for the VoiceSense and what is such. You know, I'm not familiar with the PacMate and the Braille Note and the Empower if they are able to do SSL technology, but you know, if I am very blessed in using a VoiceSense now that I can go, instead of going to a web portal and checking my Gmail, I can just configure it as a regular email account.
Yeah.
So I don't have to walk around with a laptop.
I think with Windows Mobile 6 and we'll try to get more information on this, but I think with Windows Mobile 6, I think a lot of that will be able to happen on the PacMate and on the new PacMate Omni especially, and I think that will be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see what will happen in this in this landscape. But do you think we're going to continue to see the and I know this is sort of a difficult question for you to answer because of your position at ILA, but do you think that we're going to continue to see innovation in other, you know, we're obviously going to see it in the mainstream AT products, you know, screen readers, braille displays, that type of a thing. But do you think we're going to continue to see that innovation in consumer oriented products, you know, that you're selling today?
I think we're about to be wowed by the whole industry of AT is no longer just braille displays and screen readers. It encompasses so much more today. It goes from the situation of having a glucometer, such as the upcoming Prodigy Voice, which will be a nominal charge for most people, and will be within means of someone who's on SSDI. It's just not going to, you know, a person on SSDI is not going to be able to, is not going to cringe anymore because they have to buy $700 for over $400. Oh. You know, you're going to see these lower cost glucometers, which are going to make, you know, how many people are out there in the United States? I'm not a diabetic, thankfully, but I feel for the diabetics who are visually impaired, who are totally blind or low vision, that they have to go days without checking their sugar because either their spouse or their relatives are not comfortable helping them, and they don't have a unit that can assist them in knowing exactly what their blood sugar is, so they can't accurately or consistently maintain their health, and sometimes it might cause someone to fall into a diabetic lapse of that they have high sugar for
a certain amount of days. Isn't that just amazing, Stephen? That you know, a spouse or relatives or whatever would allow their blind or visually impaired relative to possibly have their life in jeopardy just because, you know, they're not comfortable with something.
I think it's, you know, when you have to deal with someone's blood and you have to deal with someone with needles and such like that, the general person is fearful of doing something that could be harmful, and whether it be a husband or wife or a brother or sister or mother and father. You know, way back when, I think Daryl, Jeff, and you guys both, you can agree with me, when we were growing up, our parents would do almost anything in the world. They would stop a Mack truck for us. Yep. I think parents are a little more fearful today than they were 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it really is. Do you know when that new Prodigy is coming out? I mean, this is actually something I'm quite interested in personally.
They've been putting it off, because they really, you know, a large problem, Jeff, that you could probably agree with from a software or technical standpoint is the largest problem with new products and or software is there just isn't enough accurate testing. So these companies such as Prodigy and the people who make the Advocate and the AccuCheck and stuff like that,
right,
before they really need to put a product out, they need to really put themselves out on the actual limb to make sure that that product doesn't come back for recall. Because if a product comes back for recall for even just 1,000 units, it could bury one of these companies. You know, it's a tremendous financial risk for these companies to put out a product that could potentially be bad, because one lawsuit could be the end of them.
Yep.
You know, so if they need to take an extra month or so, make that announcement.
Oh, sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Indicate, but don't say, oh, next month, because how long is that going to last? You know, people are just not going to pay attention anymore, and then the release of the unit will be anticlimactic.
Well, the Prodigy's out now, I have one actually,
right,
and it's a great little unit. I mean, it's, you know, but it doesn't voice everything that it possibly can, but I've always been worried. Go ahead. What?
I think you're going to see with the upcoming CSUN 2008 conference, I think you're going to see a lot more emphasis towards seniors and macular degeneration. I think a lot of people are fearful as to what exactly macular degeneration could do to people, because there is no cause as to why it's coming on all of a sudden and why it's afflicting people so quickly. But I think you're going to see a lot more. There has to be a lot more research, and it's a situation that people who are elderly or getting in their ages of 60 and higher really have to be concerned with, because you don't know how quickly it can come on. And then because of the conditions of it being a wet condition where the eye is bleeding, or dry condition, you know, which is not so severe. But, I mean, you're going to see a lot. I think you're going to see a lot more education and professionals come out to try to become educated about the macular degeneration and how to maybe slow it down or something. You know, there's a tremendous cry for it in our customers. People who call up who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s and have parents that say, you know, I want a really easy CD player that my parent could use so they can listen to books on CD. I'm willing to spend any amount of money. And that's a wonderful situation, because you have the people who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s who are taking the opportunity to care for their parent, because they want their parent to have comfort in their older years, so they don't have to be so frustrated. But in the same instance, the most expensive product is not always the right product.
Right.
You know, you're looking for, you know, I suggested for someone to look at a Victor Stream, but it was for their mom who's 70. Mm-hmm. And I said, if they have no vision, and you have to be very careful when taking the calls that I take on a daily basis. I have to ask questions in such a way that it doesn't offend anyone, because
sure.
You really have to walk sometimes on eggshells. So sometimes I have to ask questions as to...
And not every product is right for everybody either.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. You know, so, you know, a CD player for someone who is 80, if it's our easy CD player, if that's going to help them, if that's going to make their life more comfortable, if that's going to be a product for their active, independent life,
right,
then fantastic.
Yep.
You know, or if it's going to be even one of our can-do recorders. You know, there are people who are still using recorders, and I kid you not, they're going out the door like hotcakes.
Yeah, oh, I believe
You know, a lot of people are scared of technology.
Sure. Yeah, interesting.
But technology, I think the whole AT field, I think, is what we've always been used to with Windows Vista, JAWS, WindowEye, System Access, and Windows Mobile 6, and Mobile Speak smartphones, Mobile Speak Pocket, and Talks 3.5, and everything under the sun that's absolutely down your throat technology. I think that's just going to eventually become a corner as to what assistive technology, because it's starting to blossom into a full-blown reality of being switches for people who have no motor flexibility, people who can only use their brain or use their an eye switch to control a computer. Assistive technology is a broad term, and it's going to continue to get more broad over time. It's going to encompass more people. I think assistive technology, you're going to start seeing assistive technology BLV, you know, which is going to be assistive technology that we're all used to. You know, industry is going to blossom, and I'm having delusions of grandeur.
I think it would be great if a lot of the companies such as ILA and others, you know, that service this type of industry, were to start pressuring, and I don't know if you guys are doing that now, but pressuring the mainstream corporations to be able to come out with products that, you know, you could go down to, say, Best Buy, or you could go down to your local Walmart and buy a talking DVD player.
Jeff, you talk about a talking DVD player, and that might be fine because they had a talking VCR. I think the issue is I had a conversation with Marvin Sandler some time ago, and he told me a lot of the problem is that the community of individuals who are blind or low vision are not a major economic market share for major corporations such as Hamilton Beach,
sure,
such as Panasonic, such as GE. And until we become that, which I don't think it's in our lifetime, it's always going to be, I wish.
It might be, though.
But I think, but you know, there's a couple of different things. There's the economics, and except for small corners of the blind community, our community is just really not very active.
You're right.
You know, it's not like we're out there sending letters to people, you know, except for a small number of advocates. It's not like we're really actually sending thousands and thousands and thousands of letters to these companies asking them to do it either.
Well, try to go buy a set of appliances. I went over to my dad's house when he bought his new house, and he had all these new fancy appliances, and none of them in his house are accessible. The microwave, the oven, the stove desktop, none of them are accessible whatsoever. A blind person could not in any way should use those.
I wish if there was enough time in the day that I could be a person that could hammer.
Oh, I know. I know.
I wish I had the opportunity, but and Daryl, just to answer something, you're right. You know, Daryl, you're probably one of the loudest advocates out there, and I have to applaud you for everything that you've done thus far. You're a pioneer in the community, and you should be recognized for all your talents. And I have to tell you, with the 81% unemployment rate of the blind and low vision community, it makes it very difficult because we become very complacent. You know, we have people such as yourself and such as Jeff and such as Larry Skukan from American Printing House and Guido Corona and from IBM, and you have people like Ted Henter. You have all these people who are lights in our world, but it's only one person. You know, and it would take the 81% of the people, however many people that may be, to sit down and write a letter to their congressman and or to Panasonic. And if they had taken the opportunity and a time to sign a petition or to become active, and if they help themselves, how people will help them, how different would our world be?
That's right. And Danny just called in and said it would. One idea might be to come up with some sort of a universal device that could interface to all these different types of appliances.
Well, there you go. That's Greg Vanderheiden's idea over at Trace R&D.
There you go.
It's too bad we haven't seen it yet.
Yep. Well, give it some time. You know, they're small companies. So.
There are a lot of things that I would love to talk to you both about in great detail, and as well as the audience here in ACB Main Menu. But unfortunately, I can't, and I can only tell you that 2008 is going to be a great year for everybody involved.
Good. Well, on that note, give us your contact information because we've got less than a minute, Steve.
Okay, really quick. For anyone who wants any questions answered or has any comments or suggestions that they'd like to make towards our independent living aids, you can email techsupport@independentliving.com. You can visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. And or call us at speak to and say hello to our excellent, wonderful customer service people who are dear, dear friends of mine at 1-800-537-2118. On behalf of the management and staff of an independent living aids, Daryl and Jeff, to you and your family and to everyone in the earshot of ACB Radio Main Menu, have a very pleasant, happy, and joyous holiday season.
Thanks,
and
Steve.
To everyone in the world, enjoy yourselves.
Hang in there 1 second, guys, and we'll be back next week with a brand new show with GW Micro.
If you would like to contact the Main Menu production team or panel of experts heard this evening on Main Menu Live, then simply send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have suggestions for topics or you have questions that you would like to have addressed on a future edition of Main Menu Live, then email us and we'll do what we can to answer them or cover your suggested topics on a future Main Menu Live. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week on ACB Radio Mainstream for another Main Menu Live.